as I always do, whenever we stop, I do my customary walk around the trailer. I always walk around. I look at the tires. I look at, make sure the door is closed still, even though I have the deadbolt. I check all the stuff on the hitch, make sure all the pins are in, electrical. You know, I just do this visual inspection. And at one point, I looked down and I saw my gray valve handle just laying down. It was, you know, it comes out the side of the belly pan. It was just kind of laying down at an awkward angle. And I reached down and it was just loose. It was just laying in the belly pan.
I was like, uh-oh.
So I pulled it out, stuck it in the trailer, and of course we just went on our trip, and I'm thinking, well, what am I going to do with this? And what it was is, on my trailer, when I put in the gray valve and the black valve, they're underneath the belly pan, and then the original rods don't reach out the side of the belly pan. So I had to get some all thread. I think I discussed it whenever I did it. And then some coupling nuts, and then, you know, bring them out the proper distance out the side of the trailer. But I didn't put locking nuts. I just kind of used the coupling nut and tightened them down, you know, to each other, two rods together. You know, it seemed tight at the time. You don't expect, you know, it's been 4 years, you know, shaking down the road, spinning, probably me spinning them to straighten out the handles because it annoys me when they're not straight.
Right.
You know, and eventually...
Same here.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
So eventually it just shook loose. So there you go. So I'm like, well, okay, I got to pull my little panel down that I made for underneath. And I looked down underneath there. Well, I riveted the panel on, being the Airstream rivet guy that I am. I didn't use, you know, Phillips screws so I could easily access it. So it's like, and I didn't bring a drill. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to have to buy a drill. I'm going to have to buy some screws so I can put it back. And so all this is running in my head while we're driving to the next stop. And then I got to thinking, well, what if I can get a nut and I can tighten the, lock the two together for the coupling nut so that the coupler won't spin on the piece that I have. And so that was my idea then. So the next stop, we happened to be near Kmart. And I went inside to their little home improvement area. You know, they have, like, these little nuts and bolt kits. And,
uh-huh.
I took my handle in with me, and I opened up the packages until I found the nuts and screws that would fit together. And I went outside, and I did just that. I put the nut on with the coupling nut, got it real tight, and then I put my LED flashlight again. Bring an LED flashlight. I shined it in on the hole where the black handle came out, and I could see in the gray hole perfectly, and I was able to line it up and screw it on without taking anything apart.
So did you use any Loctite when you were in there?
No, I didn't think of that far ahead. So one side has a locking nut. The inside has nothing. I figured when I got home I could drill it out and put two nuts on it. So that was my idea. But then when we got to the next stop and I had to drain the black tank, that actually almost brings the coupling nut all the way out. So I was able to add a nut to the outside handle on that one just for safety's sake. But anyway, never had another problem. Oh, you dropped off there?
Yeah, you keep cutting in and out there, Tim.
I didn't even know she dropped off.
Yeah, I was here. You just went silent. I thought it was a solar flare.
What was the last thing you heard? I got the handle back on?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I got the handle back on. So then I didn't have any other trouble with that.
Well, I suggest that when you go back in there to do it, to fix it so it's not going to come off again,
yeah,
that you get a little bit of some Loctite. You can either get the blue or the red, and, you know, just put a little bit in there when you're threading it all together, and that'll help from coming apart again.
Yeah, it's a good idea. So, yeah, after that was all right. Then we made it. I'm probably getting my days mixed up, but at one point, there's a lot of road construction going on across the country in some states. I forget which ones exactly. Probably like Wyoming. They're like redoing almost the whole highway across the state, and they had all these things where we had to cross over to one side and cross back. And this one area, they actually were doing explosions, like for the side of the mountain exploding.